and welcome to Cyber Talks audio podcast. Today I am joined by Mike Burgess, who is creative director at a global media company, EMAP, which owns brands such as FHM, Heat, Kerrang, Q, Empire, etc. I will be asking Mike some questions about social networking sites and his experience working with online and mobile communities. Welcome, Mike. Thank you for talking to Cyber Talk.
Hello, Beb.
So tell me, have you always worked in media and with online communities?
No. Not always. I stacked shelves in Tesco's for a while as a student. But no, I've worked in media and in digital media specifically for about 10 years. Worked with a company called Giga, part of a kind of a well-known research group called Forrester. Trained in Silicon Valley in San Francisco, which was fun and kind of very educational. It's kind of the hub of where all of this kind of stuff was born. So, so fantastic learning experience. And then moved to EMAP 7 years ago, working for the online team, where we launched a kind of a series of music websites. And I suppose kind of the community thing stemmed from that. I think our intention when we launched the site, so we launched Q and Mixmag, which was my title, was that these would be places where people would, you know, read reviews and talk about kind of read about clubs, and it was very much kind of a publishing model. And I think the community thing started to grow from there, and we were finding that actually the most popular sections of our sites were the areas where people could actually talk to each other and chat about their favourite tracks, and they were, it seemed much less interested in what our professional music journalists had to say, much more interested in just kind of communicating with each other, really. So that's where the community focus of our digital efforts came about, I think.
Great. So I understand EMAP are leading the way in comparison to other publishing companies in developing communities in the digital space, especially on mobile. What community areas have EMAP developed on your mobile sites?
Well, I think the first thing to hit actually was I mean, I suppose you could call it community, is user-generated content, UGC, as they say in the business. And it became very quickly apparent that user-generated content was hugely popular. So we launched FHM Mobile, which is it wasn't really, you know, a lot of mobile sites were kind of shop fronts for ringtones and stuff, and it was much less about, you know, navigating your way as quickly as possible to, you know, that Crazy Frog ringtone or that Black Eyed Peas real tone. And it was more like an online web experience where people could, you know, have a look and have a bit of a read and download some videos and kind of hang out a bit. And basically just a kind of a mini web model on your mobile phone. And we were kind of ahead of our times a little bit, I think. And we launched FHM Mobile in 2004. Really, really quickly, the audience just shot up, and it was obvious that there was this audience of people that just wanted to consume stuff on their mobile phones. But no one had really delivered anything that was, you know, that interesting. And people were just kind of, you'd see them on the tube, you know, willing their phones to entertain them. You know, they can't really face doing level 369 of Snake one more time. And I think the FHM site really kind of latched onto that and really kind of gave the audience something that they could entertain themselves with. And but you know, we were surprised that the highly celebrated photographer doing the photo shoot of Carmen Electra on some beach in the Caribbean was nowhere near as popular as the photos that were sent in by the users themselves. And we get, you know, like 42 million page impressions a month on the site or thereabouts, and you know, a large proportion of those are probably in user-generated content. Then when we kind of gave people the ability to kind of comment on these pictures and share the pictures, then we saw, you know, traffic just absolutely rocket. And people were effectively using this as some kind of community content sharing message board. So I think, what we're going to do is really, really focus around that.
So research has shown that the discussion forums and meeting new people are some of the most popular parts of a social networking site. Is this a true reflection of popular usage on your mobile site, or is it more user-generated content?
I think people gather around content. I mean, you need a kind of something to spark the conversation. And of course, sharing of your video with someone else is a form of communication, isn't it? I mean, after all, you know, people are social animals. They just want to communicate. You know, they'll find any means that, you know, that they can to communicate. And the traditional publishing model of I'm the authority, I've spent ages making this magazine, and go away and read it, don't talk to me, isn't going to work, because ultimately people just want to communicate, you know. So whatever tools you give them, they'll find some way of using it to chat to each other and meet new people and meet strangers and stuff. So
great. Well, Mike, thank you for talking to CyberTalk today. Before you go, can you name your top five websites?
Top five websites. Well, probably the same as every other person's top five websites. I love YouTube. Don't tell my boss, but I spend most of Friday afternoon looking at it. Flickr I use regularly, the photo sharing website. I don't know, actually, apart from those two. Let me think about it. You can edit this bit out.
No, that's great. Thank you very much.
Okay.
To hear more of Mike Burgess, please check out the video podcast area on cybertalk.org.uk, where Mike will be discussing the future of social networking sites. Thanks, Mike.
Bye.